This is Ozarks at Large for May 13th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
The 6th annual KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival begins Thursday at 7:30 p.m. in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall in Fayetteville. U of A Music Department faculty and guest artists will perform Brahms Horn Trio, Rutter's Suite Antique for flute and piano, and the Shostakovich piece Trio in E Minor. Admission to the concert and the following reception is free. FulbrightSummerMusic.uark.edu for more information.
The 11th annual Wakarusa Music Festival is June 5th through the 8th on Mulberry Mountain in Ozark. Over 150 acts will perform, including the String Cheese Incident, Michael Franti, and Spearhead, and STS9. A non-perishable food drive, meditation classes, and more will be offered during this four-day festival. Tickets and information available at wakarusa.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock will talk to me in about 7 minutes about the last week of campaigning before Arkansas's primary election day and if Judge Chris Piazza's ruling striking down the ban on same-sex marriage will have any impact on those races.
Plus, a return to a favorite CD from summers ago. Can the music still hold up and evoke the same response? And a report on a multi-million-dollar campaign targeting the Southern Closet.
First, in a rare joint appearance, Republican Representative Tom Cotton and the man whose Senate seat he's seeking, Democrat Mark Pryor, yesterday toured across acres of idle pipeline intended for the yet-to-be-approved Keystone XL pipeline. Senator Pryor says he's pushing for its approval.
Hopefully we'll have some votes on Keystone XL very soon in Washington, but, you know, I stand at the ready to do everything I can to try to get this project moving. Again, if you look at a pipeline, that is the safest, most economical, best way to transport this.
However, Representative Cotton, also advocating for the Keystone XL pipeline, says he doubts Senator Pryor's sincerity.
He and a few other Democrats like to make a show of their break with the president on this issue, but they do nothing to lead on it.
Opponents of the pipeline argue its route through the Ogallala Aquifer in the Plains states poses too great a risk and generates too few permanent jobs. Both candidates toured the plant at the same time, but took separate routes and rarely spoke to each other before or afterward.
FedEx Freight in Harrison is donating $100,000 to Arkansas Children's Hospital to support care of abused and neglected children. According to the City Wire, the money will be paid over the course of 3 years and will provide funding for the new Children's House, a safe place where patients and families can receive services in a child-friendly, multidisciplinary setting. The building, scheduled to open in 2016, will have 23,000 square feet of space, cost about $7.8 million, and provide services including medical care by board-certified specialists in child abuse, therapy, and support law enforcement and legal processes of abuse investigations.
Pinnacle Foods Group is being acquired by Hillshire Brands for $6.6 billion. According to Pinnacle Foods, all outstanding shares of the company will go to Hillshire, and under the terms of the sale, Pinnacle stockholders will receive $18.5 share of Hillshire common stock for each share of Pinnacle stock held. The deal is still subject to regulatory and shareholder approvals and is expected to close by September. Pinnacle operates a manufacturing facility in Fayetteville, and both Pinnacle and Hillshire are suppliers to Walmart.
A routine bridge inspection will cause lane closures on the Garrison Avenue Bridge in Fort Smith. That's according to the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department. The bridge's westbound lane will be closed tomorrow, and the eastbound lane will be closed Thursday. Both closures will occur between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., depending on the weather.
If you're traveling to Shores Lake in Crawford County, be advised the access road from Turner's Bend has been closed because of safety issues. According to the U.S. Forest Service, a large hole has formed in the decking on the bridge over Spirits Creek. Officials with the Forest Service are unsure of how long the road will be closed, though engineers are evaluating the bridge for options. And while the bridge is closed, visitors can still access the Shores Lake campground from the west along Highway 215. Meanwhile, the lake will be drawn down throughout the summer months for repair work, but the campgrounds remain open.
Officials with the Buffalo National River are embarking on a new long-range interpretive plan for the park. According to park officials, the plan will highlight the National River's purpose and significance and explore themes and experiences that they feel should be available to all visitors. Development of the educational plan will commence out of four public meetings, with two next Tuesday, one at 3:30 p.m. at the Newton County Library in Jasper, and one at 5:30 at North Arkansas Community College in Harrison. Another public meeting will be held at 5:30 p.m. at Buffalo Point Restaurant. And the final meeting will be held at 5:30 p.m. next Thursday at the Tyler Bend Visitor Center.
After a full week of early voting, more than 43,500 voters have cast their ballots for primaries and judicial elections in Arkansas. According to the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, nearly 3,200 absentee ballots have also been cast through the end of yesterday.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals saw continued success last night. The Nats won the opener of four games against the Travelers in North Little Rock, 6-5. The Naturals are now 15-22 on the season. Play continues tonight at Dickey Stevens Park.
Mostly cloudy tonight, 50% chance of more rain, a low in the mid-40s in northwest Arkansas. In the Arkansas River Valley tonight, it's a 70% chance of rain, lows around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy, 60% chance of rain, highs from the upper 50s to mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Get ready for this, a low of 38 in northwest Arkansas tomorrow night, partly cloudy and lows in the lower 40s in the Arkansas River Valley.